The Pentagon works to create the next generation of snipers. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. American military snipers are already quite accurate and deadly. Look no further than the recent standoff in which Navy SEAL snipers killed three Somali pirates who were holding an American ship captain hostage. The Defense Department now is investing in technology to take snipers to another level, to be able to better handle long distances, variations in wind and air temperature, and heat shimmer. That's when distant objects look sort of wavy and distorted on hot days. Nicholas Thompson, a senior editor for Wired magazine, says Pentagon researchers focused on a couple of key areas.
One project is an attempt to get a bullet that can change course after it's fired. So the bullet is going through the air, and it sees the target has either moved or the wind conditions have moved, have shifted, and it needs to compensate for that. So ideally, the bullet would be able to shift direction too. So DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, has given about $22 million out to two companies to try to investigate how you could get a bullet to change direction in mid-flight. And there are a bunch of ways. We don't know exactly what the companies working on this project are doing. But two ideas that people talk about are, one, have little pellets of rocket fuel inside the bullet. If the bullet needs to shift to the right, you can fire them on one side and it will change the amount of force in the bullet and therefore shift it a little to the right. Another would be to have an adjustable tip to the bullet. So the bullet is spinning, it's going very fast. And if you can actually change the shape of the front of the bullet, that'll change its trajectory as well.
Researchers are also working on better scopes for snipers.
Yeah, so this is a program called One Shot. And the idea is you have a scope and you can see your target off in the distance. And in between you and the target, there's all sorts of atmospheric turbulence, there's wind, and you can try to compensate for that stuff before you shoot. You can have a spotter who says the wind is going this way. You can even have programs that tell you to adjust your rifle slightly based on the conditions between you and the target. What DARPA is trying to do is to get it so your rifle is self-adjusting. So your rifle says, okay, actually, you know, we can tell that right in front of the gun, the wind is blowing east to west. But if you go 300 meters from here, there's actually a dead spot. And 600 meters from here, the wind is sort of curving. And it can take all of that and then automatically adjust your rifle.
You're painting a menacing picture of the new sniper. I mean, it's kind of spooky.
Well, snipers are already kind of spooky. I mean, think about what happened in the happened with the pirates, right? The snipers are presumably hidden from view and they shot three people in the head simultaneously.
It's a bit worrisome that this kind of technology could eventually fall into the wrong hands.
Absolutely. So we're going to build these things. The United States is going to build these, and the United States will probably build them first, and they'll certainly have them before the Somali pirates, and they'll give an advantage. And then the technology will filter down to everybody else, and the United States will be working on something else. It's the constant arms race. There's also the possibility that crafty people, if they know exactly how these things work, will figure out how to confuse them or disrupt them. Like maybe there's a way to alter wind patterns around you or to disrupt the heat shimmer effect. Or to dodge, you know, figure out exactly how the bullets get their commands from the computer and figure out how to confuse them. So there's always a way to, you know, the defense will respond to the offense.
Nicholas Thompson is senior editor at Wired magazine. You can comment on this or other stories that you hear on Future Tense by visiting futuretense.publicradio.org, or you can also call 612-284-1965, 612-284-1965. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.